Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Chatting with Sherry. Today we're going to have a very fun group. We're doing an interview with my cast from Chekhov's Revenge from Sherry's Playhouse. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Sherry.
Hello there, Sherry.
Howdy.
We're short on cast members today because of different things. Today we have three of our cast members who have really interesting things to say, at least I hope they do. Why don't you introduce each of yourselves and what you're going to be doing in the show.
My name is Tanya Carr. I am playing the role of Pasha in our second lovely story.
Jen?
Yeah.
I would be Jen, and I am playing your narrator.
Okay.
And my name
and
is
Ray
Brent, and I'm the sales clerk in the first segment of the Chekhov's Revenge, and that's where I'm standing.
Okay. The play is basically a takeoff on Anton Chekhov's plays. It's based on two different stories. It was actually two 10-minute seconds that he put together as a 20-minute play, radio play, by Roy Proctor. And it's a comedy. It's extremely funny. Very, very funny, and it's really different than anything we've ever had on Sherry's Playhouse. So since you've all been on Sherry's Playhouse, why don't you tell about what you think about the differences? Anyone?
Taunt. Since I've done
Tanya, you've been on all of them, so you first.
I have been in all of them and thoroughly enjoyed myself every time, and this one is no exception. I have a very difficult time while we are rehearsing to not laugh. It is just a humorous script, and working with Kathy, who is not with us today, is just the most hysterical time I've had in Sherry's Playhouse. That is for sure.
Their scene is hilarious. It's so funny. Ray, you have a different kind of part too.
Definitely, it is the part of a sales clerk in a gun store, a firearm shop, and he's trying to sell the show, the firearm. It's quite a bit different from the last show I did, which was hashtag gun, and where I played the patron of the family. But this one's quite interesting, and the frustration this character goes through, because every time he tries to suggest something, the protagonist of the story is off on another direction. I love it. I love the show. As Tanya said, it's sometimes difficult to keep from chuckling over some of the things that's going on.
It's hard for me as the director, because I'm listening for mistakes and corrections and stuff like that, but most of the time I'm just biting my cheeks because I don't want to interrupt you guys because it's so funny. Jen, this is your first time out as a narrator. I've done it myself. It's not the easiest task, but it is the glue of the play. Are you enjoying it?
Yes, actually I am. I get to sit and listen to the play every time we rehearse it, and I get to be the one on mute giggling. And going, I know what's coming next. I actually really enjoy it.
And do you enjoy narrating? It's different, though.
It is. It's completely different because I can just be myself. You know, I don't have to pull off a really good German accent or a really good Russian accent or any accent. I'm totally okay with this.
That's been one of the more fun aspects. You guys are all putting on Russian accents. Are you enjoying it?
It's
yeah, I enjoy it very much, very much, very much.
Da.
Sometimes it's easier than others.
Definitely.
Yeah, the Russian, old Russian names are not easy to get your mouth around. The cast has been having a little difficulty, but everybody's learned and they're doing beautifully now. So when you hear it on the 21st, everybody will say everybody's names absolutely perfectly.
Of course.
Oh, you mean I have to say my own?
Actually, you do, Jen.
I know.
You do.
Of course, there's some lines in there.
American names I'm having trouble with.
There are some lines in there, some words in there that I actually had to learn to say badly.
Yeah.
Simply because it was in French, and not that I speak French fluently, I don't, but the French language is so different, and I had to learn to say the word in bad French with a Russian accent. That was probably the most fun I had.
And you're from Kansas, so it was an interesting mix,
I'm
right?
I'm from Kansas, yeah. I'm out here, and Dorothy was my next-door neighbor for a while, too, so, yeah.
With Toto.
And Auntie.
I own Toto.
Toto already passed on at that time, yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Tanya, are you enjoying the new accent?
Oh, yes, I've actually done Russian once on stage many, many, many years ago. But it's interesting to do this again. It's kind of, you know, brushing off the dust of an accent I've not used for a while. But, no, it's fun. It is a lot of fun. It adds some of the humor that Kathy and I have. Just making it so big and so bold and very Russian, it's been a blast.
And what's really interesting is everybody's doing a Russian accent, but they're all different kind of variations of it, but they all mesh well. It worked really well, but you wouldn't think it would because everybody's doing their own version of it. But it did. I don't know if it's because it's comedy or it's just because, you know, everybody talks with different types of inflection.
Right.
But do you guys hear it when you're doing the play?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
There's
a little personality that takes in.
Some things in there that you have to... You can't match it to the other character because even in real life, if you're talking with somebody and they are from the same town you are, they will say it differently. I grew up with that. So,
yeah.
I also
think that some people, at least me, sometimes I enjoy throwing out my own way of saying things. I'm a Californian, born, bred, lived other places in the country, which got mixed into my accent. But still on top of that, I like to do my own pronunciations. But sometimes people go, what?
It's the spice of life.
Yes, yes. We've done several comedies. This is a little bit broader, I'd say, than the other comedies that we've done. Do you like that difference, or is it difficult, or did you have to adjust to it?
I like it just because it is different. I like trying different things, and and having different aspects to the shows that we're doing makes the interest level just continue to rise, because you never know what you're going to get when you listen. And it's going in this direction has just been a blast. Just it's so funny. I hope everybody tunes in and laughs as much as we do.
Yeah, me too. It's very, very different than any of the other plays we've done. Ray, how do you feel about it? You're actually the most experienced actor in the group.
Well, I have found that comedy, and this is a great example of comedy where you have to play it straight to make it funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm enjoying it. It's different from most things I've ever done before, because I'm not an old character. I'm not the patriarch of the family. I'm just a common salesman, and who has an ego that he's part of an egotistical salesman. It's such a change from anything I've done previously. And I have done Chekhov before, but never with the accent. Did Uncle Vanya many, many years ago.
Yeah, I think that it's really fun. I think that you guys are all doing a great job. Jen, as you're narrating it, you're doing the two different things. And mm-hmm. when you're listening to the play, do you detect the difference between this and the other comedies we've done? Because you hear it more than the others, because you're not actually in the scenes.
Right. I think so. It's definitely distinctly different, for sure. But it's still utterly hilarious.
Yeah. Are you enjoying it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And my family looks at me and is like, why are you laughing? I'm like, shh, 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 John's talking, shh, shh, Tanya's laughing, shh.
Oh, my God. All the scenes are really funny, but mm-hmm. we sadly we're missing two of our cast for different reasons. But they're both hilarious. I mean, John and Kathy are both just so funny. And you two are playing off them, Ray and Tanya. Since they're not here themselves, why don't you tell a little bit about your character and their character, and not giving anything away, but just giving a feel for what's going on in the play to give the audience an idea. Tanya, why don't you go first?
Well, let's see. How do we describe Pasha? She's called a hussy multiple times, so we'll go with hussy. She is a fun character. And Kathy plays a disgruntled wife who has business to tend to with said hussy. So
said hussy.
We have so much fun. Like Ray said, you know, in theirs, he gets to play a little more, you know, straightforward for his humor. As in Kathy and I, we are the opposite. We kind of go over and to bring in the funny, just because the scene lends itself so beautifully just to overdoing and bringing more into it. So. It just makes me giggle every time I think about that scene.
Yeah, I know. They work so well together, Kathy and Tanya. Just it's very fluid, very, very funny. For both of the scenes, but you just have to hear it. It's so funny. Ray, why don't you talk about your character and in connection with John's character? You know, again, not giving away the actual play, but just the feel of it.
Well, my character, as I said earlier, is a salesman. He works at a firearms store and a gunsmith, gun merchant, and he's basically trying to sell to Fedor, who has felt he has been wronged by his spouse. He's trying to sell him a firearm, and it's the relationship is salesman customer, and having worked in a situation of sales, you have to sell, and he's not buying because he's always in the back of his mind going over what he's planning, and through those changes, through what he's being told by the salesman, he's reevaluating what he's doing. As I said, my character is sales. I'm drawing from sales experience that I've had, and the frustrations you have to deal with customers, this is over the top, so to speak.
Yeah, I'd say it was a bit over the top, definitely.
Yeah. without giving too much of the plot away, he's a frustrated, not the salesman, but the customer is a frustrated customer because he doesn't know what he wants. And so many times customers come into stores, and they don't know what they want.
Yeah, and amen.
He sure does change his mind a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah, every 5 seconds.
Yes. And it's that those changes that is where the humor lies, because he's talking himself into it and out of it at the same time.
Yeah, and it's very, very... It's like sort of a, you're trying to drag him back into reality. He just keeps going into his head, and it goes back and forth. It's very, very funny because you're like a normal person. You're hey, me, here, woo, over here.
Well, why are you going off away from me and talking? I don't understand, you know. It's sort of like the 6-foot invisible white rabbit party. He's talking.
I did that play.
And the sales clerk is trying to figure out why he's walking away and talking to himself.
Yeah.
And it's addressed in the show, in the play.
Everybody will understand once you see it. Let's see, hear the play. I mean, actually, it's pretty visual, even though you're hearing it, because it's very well painted in the words. So you're not going to have a problem not understanding it.
No, this is a well-crafted story. Of course, if you've read the original stories, this is based on. It's well crafted. Chekhov was a craftsman.
Yeah. Now, this is actually a period piece, and it's being done as a radio play. Because what do you think is part of the actor's responsibility to get that across that's not of this time?
That is an excellent question, Sherry.
Yeah,
Thank you. If I were doing, if it were on stage, it would be mannerisms, the setting. People would know by the costumes what it would be like. It's the dialogue. It's the things that is said in the dialogue that are not of this period, not of current times, and that's where the age is where the period piece comes in. Some of the things that are said, you really know that it takes place in a different time. the way things are said, what the manner of the quote was.
And Tanya?
I agree with Ray. Even I really think in the cadence of Ray's voice in his scene very much sets the tone and the time. It just has that old worldly feel to it, and it comes across beautifully.
Yeah, I think so too. Everett's just joined us. Hi, Ev.
Hi, sorry I'm late for the activities. Had a little emergency come up.
Everett is playing, how
Nikolai.
Do I describe it, Tanya? He's very intricate in the plot with Tanya and Kathy.
He is the husband of wife who has issue with hussy.
I am playing the cheating husband.
You are the cheating husband. Are you enjoying the play?
It is a lot of fun. It's a lot different than I expected, and I wasn't familiar with this particular Chekhov story, so it's quite a lot of fun. It's quite different.
Why don't you tell a little bit about how you feel about doing a comedy that like this, that's very broad, and that you have a small part in this one. It's not as big as your
mm-hmm.
one in the last play.
Yeah.
But it's actually a very important part. So have 7 minutes, Ev. Go.
It's a lot of fun to be in a comedy like this. And, I just, what I do is I try and play as straight and as serious as I can, because I think it actually makes it funnier than if I was trying to play it for the laughs.
Yeah, actually, that's actually what Ray was just saying. I think that's very important. Also, you all have really good comic timing, and you're listening to each other. You've all done this before, so you all know how to listen to each other. But it is a different type of comedy than the other comedies that we've done on the radio. Don't you think? Yes?
Definitely,
yeah,
for sure.
Anybody
yeah.
else?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, definitely. But I think that's what makes this just an awesome show.
So the other part I wanted to ask you about was, what do you think about doing a Russian accent?
It's difficult. I've been watching John Malkovich's performance in Rounders a lot to try and get my Russian accent down.
And I was saying that everybody has their own version of Russian, and yet they're all meshing very well. How do you feel
yes,
about that?
Yes, definitely. Just working with Tanya, really, it's nice to be able to play my accent off her and see how she plays it off Kathy and how Ray and John play each other. Part of that's just, working with each other is learning how we're playing off of each other.
I think that's one of the keys to doing radio acting is because we don't see each other, we're all doing it via telephone, you have to listen. And it's actually a really great training for any actor, because one of the most important things of being an actor is listening. How do you guys feel about that?
That is probably one of the truest statements that I've heard today. Actors.
Yeah, I have to go back to. Sorry.
Go ahead, Dre. Go ahead.
I have to go back to something I heard that was said by John Wayne. It's not so much what you say, it's how you respond. It's the acting is not speaking, but listening and how you do it when you respond to what's being said. It's not the acting, it's the reacting. And
yes.
Radio, it's very important to listen to other people because that's the only way you can react to what is being said is your verbal response after you've heard what they've said.
And it actually
yes,
is great
exactly.
training, too, because if any of the cast wants to do, like, voice acting for something like animation, you don't see the other actors when you do animation. It's all
right.
done by sound cues. So this kind of thing is great training for other things.
I know.
Hello, Echo.
I know when I've done shows on stage, it's very important to listen to what the other actor is saying because that's how I learn a script, is responding to what they say, even though I don't. I know what they're going to be saying, but I don't listen to, I don't memorize their line. I have my line as a response to what they're saying. And that, and in radio, that is very important to be able to listen to what's being said and knowing what they're saying is going to be a response to you when you respond to them.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm getting deep in there. Yes.
Ev, were you going to say something?
No, I was just agreeing.
Oh, okay. Tanya, were you going to say something? You had something you wanted to say about that?
Oh, just that, you know, actors sometimes forget that to be involved in the scene, you have to know what's going on. You have to listen. You have to be in the scene and not just recite your own lines. And that's what Ray was saying, that it keeps you there, and having the distance that we have, we're not in the same room, we're not even in the same state, a lot of us, and to listen and pay attention to what's going on and react to thusly is what keeps it real.
Yep, absolutely.
Right.
I mean, we've done plays where we've had people in Europe, back east, Midwest, and in California at the same, you know, in the same show. But you would never be able to tell while you're listening to the show because we're all listening to each other.
That's right.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying a fine thing about animated. In animation, oftentimes the actors are there and they go through their lines and they may have a headset on listening to somebody say the other line, but you'll never see the other actors.
Right.
And that's what this is.
Yeah, that's exactly the point. I mean, all they get is, like, sound cues from the other actors. They sometimes, if you're doing an animated film, I've never done an animated film itself, but I've done small things, shorts, and you never meet them until it's all put together and they present it. I mean, that's why this is really important, because it's not just giving a chance for new playwrights. It's also giving a chance for actors to learn a new skill.
Yes.
For sure.
Definitely.
Okay.
We're listening,
Sherry. I'm so glad you have so much to add to that.
well, you summed it up very well. So you covered it.
Okay.
It's
well,
not what you say, it's what you don't say.
Oh, okay, I see. We're actually at the end of the show. Thank you for taking part. I hope everybody joins us same time at 3:30 Pacific for Chekhov's Revenge on the 21st of February. And if you can't make it, please listen to the archive. It's going to be a great show. Thank you guys for taking part in the interview.
Thank you,
Sherry.
Sherry.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Chatting with Sherry.